WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Boogie Woogie is a highly percussive form of blues piano playing, developed mostly by self-taught musicians sometime around the end of the last century. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has an exploration of Boogie Woogie, prompted by a new book and a reissued recording.
Even if you don't follow jazz or blues, you probably know Boogie Woogie Piano when you hear it. That combination of hypnotic bass lines and polyrhythmic chords was such a big craze in the early 1940s, it still reverberates through American music. But despite Boogie Woogie's one-time popularity, only now has a book about it been published, A Left Hand Like God by British author Peter Sylvester. It's a paperback from DeCapo Press. The title comes from a remark U.B. Blake once made about pianist William Turk. It reminds us that a steady and powerful left hand is at the heart of boogie piano. That's Mead Lux Lewis in 1936 playing his Honky Tonk Train Blues. Boogie Woogie players had an affinity for train songs. Back around the turn of the century, when the style was relatively new, boogie pianists were often found at backwoods logging camps in the South, where they played battered uprights for entertainment-starved workers. Musicians traveled between the camps by bumming rides on freight trains. There is an obvious link between the clickety-clack of the rails and the headlong momentum of the piano style. Those train echoes persisted even after boogie piano players gravitated to northern cities. Dual pianists Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson recorded their subway-inspired blues, Sixth Avenue Express, in 1941. Boogie became a national fad after Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, and Mead Lux Lewis played at John Hammond's first Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall in December 1938. A few weeks later, Barney Josephson opened his Greenwich Village Club Cafe Society, where the three pianists were featured for the next year and a half. That boom period was when major record companies began paying close attention. The music in this review comes from a new collection on RCA Bluebird, Barrel House Boogie, mostly recorded between 1939 and 41. It contains duets by Johnson and Ammons and solos by Lewis and Jimmy Yancey, who also sings a couple of tunes. The reissue makes the case for Boogie Woogie as a prime source for rock and roll and New Orleans R&B. Jimmy Yancey's Yancey Stomp includes a lick derived from King Oliver's 1923 Chimes Blues that later became a favorite of pianists like Professor Longhair. Thank you. The decline of boogie-woogie by the late 1940s followed a familiar pattern. Commercial bands seized on the fad, copying its most obvious mannerisms, and diluting the original until everyone was sick of it. The obvious example is the Andrews Sisters' Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Peter Sylvester's book chronicles the music's rise and fall and its recent revival in Europe, which missed the craze the first time around. In the early 1940s, Europeans had something more pressing on their minds. The book is most interesting when Sylvester examines Boogie Woogie's origins in the South and Midwest. By digging deep into those early years, he also throws light on the larger issue of how far jazz had proliferated before it appeared on record in 1917. The notion that jazz was played only in New Orleans back then has always been contested by musicians from other places. As Sylvester points out, black improvisers traveled widely in the years around the turn of the century, spreading their music around the country. Jazz was in the air, and if New Orleans was one center for the music, it wasn't the only one. Rhythmic improvising on blues-based music, in the form of boogie-woogie or jazz, was an idea too good to be kept in one place.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Barrel House Boogie on the RCA Bluebird label and Peter J. Sylvester's new book, A Left Hand Like God, published by DeCapo Press.